The following may contain NSFW content and is intended for mature audiences. Parental guidance is suggested.
In a world of sorry-ass social justice warriors,
politically correct panty waists,
and really fake news, there still exists brash, bold dudes with balls who tell it like it really is, really was, and really should be. This is the honest, raw, real Dude Say with Jones and Mike. Jones is a 40-something transcendental meditating hockey-playing vegan who's living the bachelor dream in the heart of the city. Mike's a 40-something beer-swilling suburban married father of four who's traded in motorcycles and marathons for a minivan. They say the things real dudes think, and real women want to hear them say. No topics taboo. Nothing's off limits. No holds are barred. About everything from women to pop culture, millennials to race, news, views, family, money, and more. This is the sh- Dude Say when they're uncensored, unfiltered, and unafraid. Join the show and say some shit too. 872-701-0999. Tweet at Jones and Mike. See and hear us at jonesandmike.com. This is Shit Dude Say. Dude Say. Dude Say. It's a special edition of Shit Dude Say as we pay homage to the classic bro flick from 1991 with Swayze, Reeves, Busey, hell, even Kiedis. This is the definitive second screen experience for the iconic movie Point Break. Okay, begin the movie in 3, 2, 1. And if you see Largo Entertainment, we're in sync, which is delightful. Largo probably went out of business right after this movie was completed. It probably didn't make enough money to keep them in business, but it became a cult classic. This is Jones's favorite time of the year, when you bring out Point Break.
This is my favorite time of the year. I do try to get back to it at least once a year.
Oh, that's right. Catherine Bigelow did this? That's right. Like, she's a trailblazer.
Yeah. She was really... This was kind of where... This was her real first... Point Break was really her first big break, where she could do, like, a blockbuster. Because she did, what, Hurt Locker? She was Hurt Locker and...
Yeah, critically acclaimed Catherine Bigelow.
Yeah. So, this was really her first big breakout action flick, which I think is interesting because when people make this big deal about women in Hollywood and all this sort of thing, it's like, dude, she made like one of the ultimate guy cult classic flicks.
Right.
This is virtual perfection.
Yeah, really, it's her magna opus. Is that how you say it?
I'll go with that.
Right. Like, this is the apex. She may have won the Academy Reward for Hurt Locker.
But this was really what she'll be remembered for our eyes.
Oh, of course.
This movie, too, like, whenever I go back to it, I always think, like, God, I would love if there was a surf culture out here. I would love. And I've actually, have you ever Googled Chicago surfing?
Yeah, I've seen the people.
They like, there is like a small, like, cult of people, like a little subculture of people. They're like Chicago surfers. But you have to wait till like crazy weather or when it's like icy cold out, because that's when they get like the storms that are big enough to surf. And still, they're like nothing.
Right.
Like pale.
Like 3 foot swells, and you ride it for like 3 seconds. It's like, and it's very like much like my sex life, like that.
Oh, it just probably is icy cold.
Yeah, I want to say, like, in February, they're out there in their suits.
I just think, out of anything that man can do, surfing's got to be the most amazing, even more than flying.
What? Come on. Speaking of flying, if you're seeing the airplane, you are in sync with us.
I am in sync with you, so we're in good shape here. No, but you think about it, like, you're in the water, and I mean, like, if you're really... in true surf country, where like you have just gallons of water just crushing down on you, and you're riding that wave, that's got to be the biggest rush. Because even when you're flying, you can zone out and just be like, oh, I guess I'm up here. But when there's no way you could be doing that when you're surfing. You have to be constantly present that, like, Mother Nature is bearing its full weight down in.
Who's this douchey dude leading him on the tour, like this kind of ugly guy? I want to say he was, like, in the, what was the Nam movie with Sheen?
Oh, not Thin Red Line.
No. Oh, my God. This is horrible.
No, I remember. Wall Street. That's what you're...
He was on Wall Street, too, right?
Because he was like, I got Knicks tickets. Chips and the Knicks.
He's a perfect... He was like the perfect douchey dude.
He's made... I don't even know his name, but he's made a decent career being a douchey dude. You see him.
He's probably the nicest guy.
Yeah, you got to feel like... That's got to be tough for people that are the character actor that's the dick or the douche.
Yeah.
You know, or like, what's Howard's brother? Ron Howard's brother's name.
Mr. Howard.
No. I got to look it up. Like, he's like your stock ugly guy.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Yeah. No. You would, here, I'm going to get his name. And then as soon as you see him, you're going to, you'll be like, oh, my God. And let's see, Ron Howard's brother. Clint Howard. Look up Clint Howard.
Got ourselves an asshole shortage. Great line.
Pappas. Yeah.
Seinfeld ripped that off. With the jerk store. Retrieving bricks from the bottom of a pool, that's like a life low. You know you're just at the low point of your life when somebody's making you do that.
I've been in the field for 22 years. This might have been Busey's high point too.
Yeah, he got real like addled after this, right?
He did. It's weird, like he plays this kind of... And by the way, please look up Clint Howard. I want you to get a good look at him.
Oh, come on. That's not nice.
But you, as soon as you see him, you'll be like, oh my God, I've seen him like 10 times. Johnny Unitas or something. But yeah, this was, I think, his high water mark, and he was playing this kind of crazy dude. And then it's not what made him crazy, but Black's dad went to high school with Busey.
Oh, he did? Yeah? What was Gary like in high school? Probably like a bully. Probably like a football captain bully.
Just a nut. He was a nut, and he's like, but we didn't really cross paths much. This is Black's dad was like, because I was a drinker, he was a druggie.
Oh, yeah, neither the tween shall we meet.
Yes. This is where all the magic is.
Yeah, I mean, how many robbers were inspired by this movie? Burglars, bank heists. Like, so if you're, like, you know, shut in right now, if you're...
I mean, how many are as creative as this?
I bet a lot of people try to replicate this.
No, I think we would have heard of it.
It looks romantic. It looks exciting. They make robbing banks and killing people look exciting.
Yeah, but see, they never... Yeah, but they didn't kill people. They didn't go to the vault.
Dude, they killed people at the end? Sure, you'll see it.
They went to the vault. And you burn time in the vault. That's when the romance died. This is all romantic.
Right. Yeah, oh my God. He puts on the... Got the 357 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. Blow your head clean off. That's the weapon of choice.
It's funny though, if there were more criminals like this, I would love to see the public's reaction. I think there would be somewhat of a romantic notion if there were these, like, this band of characters.
People would root for him, the way I rooted for Andrew Cunanan to go all the way.
When he was escaping and you were like, oh my God, they can't get him. Like, how long can this go for?
Yeah, I'm starting
to... Or in the same way,
he won me over.
OJ and Al Cowlings. Like, you knew he wasn't going to get away.
I wanted him to get to Mexico so bad. Like, I wanted the Mexican military to invade and actually help him across.
But here's the thing, like, what...
Great butt, by the way. Surfers, fabulous
asses. Yeah, but there's always a
assets.
Weird flash in that scene that I want to know. It looked like that was a movie screen accident, where it looks like something fell and hit him in a butt cheek and then fell to the ground.
Really? I'm going to have to roll back on that.
Well, we'll go back.
My wife will be like, why are you rolling back on that over and over and over again?
But yeah, it looks like something falls and hits him in the ass cheek. Reagan usually does the driving. Stolen
switch car. They leave it running.
But I'm telling you, like, that if you had some romantic criminal, like band of criminals, I could see that really catching the public's imagination.
Yeah, like a Robin Hood type thing.
Sort of, even if people wouldn't want to admit to it. But like we were just saying about OJ and Al Collins, I mean, I just sat there and just thinking, like, how long can he keep rolling at 45 miles an hour? Could this keep going? When would this stop?
Yeah, I didn't even want the NBA Finals to continue. I wanted them to stop and watch it, too. That was a great thing. So John C. McGinley was his name, or is the dude's name.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. As soon as you said the name, it came back to me. I think he was on some TV show, too, recently, where I think he had a couple years on a TV show, so he got something out of that.
Yeah, here he comes in just to fucking shit all over people. We'll go work it.
Good. Excuse me. That's always got... Think about how awkward that's got to be. To be on the set, and if you are going up against the A-list celebrity... Like, it's got to be very surreal in these scenes. Like, you go up, you get in the face of the A-list celebrity, yell, humiliate him.
Yeah, but as A-listers go, I mean, Keanu Reeves, nobody really ever respected him.
But he's still an A-lister. As soon as they yell cut, everything that he, you know, everyone fawns to him, and then you're kind of almost like an intern.
Six hookers and a wheelbarrow full of coke goes to his trailer, not yours.
That's why it's got to be surreal.
And I heard he's like super nice and like super generous, so he probably shared his hookers and coke with McGinley.
Right, but my point is, even outside of a Keanu Reeves,
oh, a Busey?
Swayze? I'm saying movies in general.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're barking at Hugh Jackman and putting him in his place, and then as soon as they yell cut, that fake world that you were just in, where you were the authority.
Right.
This is terrible when he delivers the whole Nam story thing. This is like a classic Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Nam story.
Tell Nam story. Remember when he started doing real serious films?
Like love stories?
No, like he did like start doing independent films after this, because I think he was trying to build up his rep. Like he did like some My Private Idaho.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He started doing things like that, and then after The Matrix, I think he was like, look,
yeah,
I make bank doing big movies. I'm just going to do big movies.
The rookie's firing up the grizzled old veteran. Getting him to remember why he got into the FBI. The ex-presidents are surfers. Surfers. Tell me about your theories. It's in our
face. See that? Whenever I watch this. Oh, well, he must be a surfer. See, now I wonder if we can see. So last year.
Yeah, see, they're studying the ass too, dude. Everyone's drawn to that surfer ass. A soil sample.
Non-specific mud. Traces of asphalt. Traces of oil. Why is surfer's wax called sex wax?
Because it's fucking great marketing. Now, there's 80-some
uses for this. I'm sure they tried
to sell it as surfer's wax.
Why wouldn't you call it surf wax?
Dude, because everyone's like, I want sex wax. Give me the sex wax.
And then you put it on your penis?
Hey, man, I'm sure people have tried. Would it burn? I don't know.
Would you put can of sex on a can of Coke? Why don't they do that then? Why
Coke
is the people
fucked
who
up.
Came up with sex wax, why are they the only ones that ever thought, let's mislabel something instead of calling it...
Yeah, why hasn't the Federal Trade Commission cracked down on Mr. Zog's sex wax?
Seriously, why wouldn't you call a bag of chips a bag of fleshlights?
I would love a bag of fleshlights.
Okay, why wouldn't you do it then?
7-Eleven
would...
That's
why I want to know, why is it called...
They would do brisker business if they sold bags of sex fleshlights. And then I had it analyzed, and these contaminants are only at 4 beaches.
So what would you say is Keanu Reeves' best flick?
Well, you know, I think his most important work for humanity is The Matrix, certainly. But this has to be my favorite. This is like my top five of all time.
Yeah, this has got to be what he was built to do. But this was the best combination of The Matrix or like John Wick. I don't know. People really love that John Wick shit.
John Wick? What is that?
He's like this vigilante. He goes around and just shooting people like crazy.
Oh, well, we all love a good vigilante flick in America.
Have you ever seen him? He's like an amazing tactical shooter.
I have actually seen him doing the course. It's pretty cool.
But I guess I've heard he regularly does it. Like, it's not just something he does for movies now. Like, he's always shooting.
Dude, when I look at that scene of all the surfers out there, no fucking way am I going out there. No way. I don't care if I'm a cop. I don't care if I'm a badass. I'm not going out there. Call me a pussy if you want. No, I'm not. I'm not being like, hey, guys. No way.
You're saying, like, to go try to go deep cover. It's not the water.
No, I'm not. I've been out to, like, you know, the boardwalks in Southern California and seeing the dudes in the water. And, like, there's not one little part of me that's like, oh, I'd like to go hang out with those guys. They just seem like they would be cliquish assholes. Although maybe it's like Jaws getting in your head about the ocean. And, you know, even though it's irrational to fear the ocean, maybe this movie made me irrationally fear surfers.
Yeah, that they were as cliquish as they are. I don't know. I kind of have heard that that's fairly accurate.
Yeah, like, There's that rivalry of the surfers and the valley people.
Right, right.
You just know that inherently, even if you're not from that place.
So it's the rivalry that would keep you out of the water.
Completely. And they know that there's a rivalry between Southside and Northside in Chicago, going back to Capone. There's just things you know about places.
Oh. I think you meant they, meaning the surfers, know about Chicago.
Totally. Yeah, totally. They talk about it all the time. They're like, if we ever go to Chicago, pick a side.
I don't think so. I also don't believe that Lori Petty could save Keanu Reeves right here.
Yeah, they look like doppelgangers. It always disturbed me.
Not anymore. Have you seen her lately?
No.
She's crazy looking.
Really?
Oh, crazy.
You know who I saw the other night?
She's cute in this. She's perfect. This was both their high water marks.
She may be the hottest A cup I've ever seen.
Yeah, she was super cute in this.
But kind of that boyish body is disturbing, honestly.
Well, in a wetsuit, it's not going to help.
You got to really keep reminding yourself, this is a woman. This is a woman.
Yeah. Now, later, she has a couple scenes in the flick where she's cute. And then she emasculates him. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's hot. I saw Nicole Eggert on TV the other night, dude. Yeah. Have you seen The Eggster?
I have years ago, and she's put on a lot of weight.
Yeah, and it makes you feel, like, uncomfortable. Like, is that prednisone weight? Like, does she have a kidney thing? What's going on here?
No, I think she just had kids and just got, like, a mom, and that bogus took over, which is still kind of interesting because you don't see...
That's more than mom weight. That's like, I've given up,
no,
and I go to Taco Bell every day weight.
I wouldn't doubt that it's a combination of A, mom weight, and then B, your career wasn't what you thought it was going to be. Like, that's got to be, dude, that's got to be, like, being like the Hollywood ingenue's got to be the worst. I mean, how many of them really, like, look at Lindsay Lohan at one time.
Did she, like, party and stuff? Was she, like, an A-lister, like, you know, in the pre-TMZ days, were they following her around?
No, but she was, I think, for her, probably frustratingly, like, you know, every dude wanted her, but she never parlayed that kind of visual appeal into...
I don't know, she was on Baywatch. She stepped out of the tall shadow of Scott Baio.
She got... When was Charles? Was she Baywatch? Baywatch was after Charles in Charge.
Yeah.
But it never went after that.
And then she decided to have kids, and now she's just decided to have burritos.
I think there's a depression that goes.
And then when you're on, like, so she was on like Battle of the Network Stars, and you know that people need the dough when they're on that because they're just getting fucking humiliated. Yeah.
Is that where you saw?
Yeah.
Why is what like what's she on that makes her a network star?
It was like she was on Team Lifeguard.
I thought Battle of the Network Stars. Battle of the Network Stars used to mean that you were on a network
current
television
show. Yeah, but current show they're not going to do that shit.
Yeah, it's kind of. I saw like a minute of that show.
I love it.
Ago.
It reminds me of the good old days, dude. Daisy Duke was on it the other night on that same show. Daisy Duke, fabulous.
Catherine Bach.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to love when I was a kid. That was like the ultimate show. But see, here's the thing. They used to really compete. There used to be real competition.
Oh, they're competing. They're competing for real.
No, it comes off more like a reality thing.
Lori Petty's eyes are ridiculous. They're like headlights.
Yeah. See, here she has the, you know, it's 1991. She has the tomboy thing going on.
She has the, I don't know, whatever you do, miniature golf. What was the movie where the girl pretended to be a boy in order to get, like, in the high school? She wanted to do something in high school, so she dressed up like a boy.
Yeah.
And she had huge cans. I don't know how she kept those tamped down.
Oh, Hilary Swank was the... Is that the movie you're thinking of?
Just One of the Boys.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
She's kind of got that going on. And here is where he lays on the bullshit story, and you really start to go like, Lori, I feel badly for you.
I wonder how many times that's ever happened in law enforcement.
That a cop lied?
No, that happens all the time, I'm sure. What I'm saying is, how many times like someone had to go so deep cover that they had to play like they fell in love with someone? So I wanted something for myself. I bet even though that's like that story comes up enough in like TV and movies. Like here, like honestly, when you look at Point Break, like they always say, like Fast and the Furious was Point Break in Cars. They did the same thing. Paul Walker's character fell in love. You know, fell in love with a female love interest, but then really did care about her, just like here.
Right.
Like they all, that's a repetitive storyline.
Oh, he's got her. He knows he's got her wrapped around his little finger right now.
But
yeah.
I bet it's happened in real life zero times.
They may sleep with them, but they never end up caring for them.
I don't know, though. Would it even get that far? Like, I would love to know how undercover shit gets. There was actually one of my sister's friends was a teacher in the northern suburbs, and there was a new student that came in, and she was, like, hanging out with all the druggy kids, and she was there for, like, a semester or two, and then all of a sudden, there was a huge drug bust. And all these kids got pinched, and then this student didn't show up, and it turned out she was a narc. She was a cop, and the teachers didn't even know. And they were all talking to one another like, we just couldn't figure out. Like, she would never do her work. She would not pay attention. Like, they just, this girl had like a 21 Jump Street thing. Like, she had to go to high school every day.
Dude.
And friend the druggy kids.
What a great gig.
And then, yeah, just all of a sudden, okay, here's your homework assignment. All right, April, you really got to start doing your work.
Yeah,
you
would
see this book.
Well, maybe that was part of the undercover. Like, the druggy kids aren't going to trust
student. Sure, but, like, the teachers didn't know.
I would feel a certain, like, responsibility as an adult in high school to kind of fucking crush it. I would feel really bad if I wasn't killing it.
Well, you know, in a way, it's kind of like, it is kind of messed up because now you're in a position where you're taking teachers, paid professionals, that may be spending their like time when they're thinking about lesson plans going, how do I get through to this kid? I just can't seem to get through.
She's diverting energy and resources away from the children who really need it.
Possible, right?
Oh, they're starting to bond.
Yeah.
By the way, the pop-up, that's where I would suck at surfing, I've decided.
Oh, I know. I would too, man. I would too. Have you ever tried water skiing?
Yeah, and water skiing, I'm fine with that, but I don't think I have the fast twitch muscle fibers anymore. Not that I ever had them, but I certainly don't have them anymore. And the pop-up, I'd be so painfully slow.
Yeah.
I would sink like a fucking rock.
I would love to just go out on a board and sit on it, though, and just ride over the waves.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to give you a hard time if you do that. Who's this guy sitting on his board?
Well, no, I know they'd give you a hard
time. Just observing us.
Oh, here we go.
Looking at our surfer butts. There he is, dude. Yes. the greatest fictional character of all time.
I was going to say, where would you rank him, like, among villains, of villains we've seen?
Dude, anti-hero, the greatest anti-hero of all time.
Better than Darth Vader? Because I was thinking him as Darth Vader.
That's hard, dude.
But isn't it amazing to us that the character... Now, there's people, if they're watching this and they've never seen Point Break, maybe they don't quite have that same feeling.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Do you root for Darth Vader? Like an anti-hero you root for, right? But do you ever root for Darth Vader?
But don't you kind of root that father and son, they don't destroy
But that's
another?
Rooting for him to come, to give up himself, the thing that you think is so cool, and become something that you don't even know.
Right, but wouldn't it be great if in this movie...
God, I am a pussy. I would not go and play pickup football with these guys. I just wouldn't.
Oh, no, I'm with you on that, for sure.
We'd be afraid of everybody in this movie. Except Johnny Utah, oddly.
Although I think... I think that's maybe where the movie's getting into our heads. Because I don't know, I can't imagine that surfers could really throw a football well.
Tyler, come here.
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Kelly Slater can throw a rope on 50 yards. So,
I never understood that. It looks like a 57 Chevy I used to have. What the fuck does that mean, Bodie? Yeah, who wrote that line for you? Terrible.
He's from Kansas or something.
He's from Kansas?
I think you got to call it like a Corvair or some or an Edsel or something not cool.
Yeah, it's true because a 57 Chevy is perceived as cool. This is the part that I never understood, though. The idea that
God, he looks maniacal. He looks crazy.
I know.
And then that's the worst pass I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, this is terrible football. It's just like rugby. And then Lori Petty just gets smashed, like, get out of here, lady.
Yeah, you gotta mash the...
Feminism hasn't kicked in just yet.
Totally. Mash the 80-pounder down into the sand.
That's a great play-action pass. Look, he sucks him right in. Yeah. Boom.
He palmed it.
But the thing that drives me nuts about this is they choose him as an undercover cop. Mm. But apparently he was like a Rose Bowl...
Super famous...
winning quarterback. Like, you wouldn't pick Joey Harrington to be an undercover cop.
I think Joey Harrington would fit in to most crowds. Nobody could recognize him.
You wouldn't run the risk of that. Mm. And then all of a sudden, isn't his cover blown? Like, hey, wait a minute. You're Johnny Utah, man!
Right.
Like, right here, within seconds, his cover gets blown. Although, well, not really, because then Patrick Swayze, by introducing him, it admits, like, this is Johnny Utah. This is the only... This actually... That part of the story is the equivalent awkward little blip in the screenplay, similar to when Empire Strikes Back, when Princess Leia kisses her brother. It's the one part where, as much as you love the movie, you have to go, it doesn't
matter. Late hit. I'm flagging Utah on that shit. Not cool. He lost his shit there.
It's Johnny Utah. Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah, this is the one part. This is the Princess Leia kissing her brother part.
Cringeworthy.
Man, I knew you. It was the Rose Bowl 3 years ago. You beat SC, right?
You did.
Number 9. The surfers know his number.
I know. Didn't know who he was, but now they know he's number 9.
That guy with the shirt off looks like Errol Flynn to me. I wonder if he's a Flynn. Third generation Flynn.
Yeah, he is very foolish.
Well, life's not over yet, man. You're surfing. Lawyers don't surf. This one does.
You want to ingratiate yourself to a bunch of surfers, pose as a lawyer.
Yeah, no shit.
Surfers are going to need a lawyer at some point.
Special Agent Utah. This is not
so I became a personal injury attorney. Here I am. Yes.
The surfboard bothers goes back to the grind. Yes.
Brings the surfboard in for some reason. John C. McGinley's fucking pissed.
You bother me!
Have you ever worn a short sleeve dress shirt?
For the love of Christ. Just how the hell did I ever even let you
go? It's rolled up. That's a long sleeve.
It's rolled
up.
It's rolled up so high.
Yeah.
Like it rolled. Like I will, when I wear jeans and like a button down, I'll roll it up to my elbows. That's my thing. But, and that's pretty tight to do that. To get up around your biceps, that's got to cut the blood off.
Dude, if you got fucking arms like John C. McGinley, dude, that's what you do.
I've robbed 2 more banks.
Well, why wouldn't you? But my point, have you ever worn a short sleeve dress shirt and a tie?
I think I have, and I think I felt like a tool.
Yeah, I can't imagine how that even became a thing. Like when Rajon Rondo wore a short sleeve suit this year on the bench for the Bulls.
Oh, that's right. That was awesome.
Who made that?
He did, dude. Brothers and whiteys alike were like, that's cool.
I was not. Who would do that?
Dude,
it's material. We're going to go short sleeve suit. I guess you have to try it.
He's a trailblazer.
But it didn't work.
I love how the other agents are like giving him the mean mug. Like, what's your fucking problem? Why are you in here with that?
Yeah.
What? Who are you trying to impress? The data analyst there with her hair pulled back?
Yeah. Pay attention. Now, I always remember when we used to watch this at Marquette, you always had a problem with her teeth.
I did? I was drunk.
Let's see. I don't know. Let's see. Surfers are territorial. They stick mostly to certain breaks. You thought she had like two, like, are these your incisors? I think you thought her incisors were too long.
I thought I was going to be somebody back then. I had real high standards.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah.
I would never criticize her now.
And then you let life play out.
That's right. My man. I'm like the male Nicole Eggert. It didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to back then.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh. Oh my, look at that. Hey. Nuclear power plant right there.
Is this fucking narco entrapment or what, dude?
Not exactly, dude.
And you've never gotten high on a beach before, Jones.
Thank you.
You gotta do that before you die.
I just live a couple blocks away, and now you can smoke pot out in the open.
This is incredibly cringeworthy, too. The collection of the hair samples.
Yeah, it was kind of dumb.
Like, who came up with that? Come on. This is kind of the lull part of the movie until Bodhi Zafa takes over and goes center stage.
Right, but...
Like, you're still kind of thinking, like, what is this campy shit I'm watching? And then all of a sudden it's transformative.
Well, it doesn't have... I mean, they have to do this just to get some answers, but then when they do the initial bust...
Dude, when he fights War Child and Anthony Kiedis, yeah. That's when shit gets real.
Nice point.
I think I had that shirt that Busey's wearing. Like, I had bad shirts like that. Not at all like this bad boy.
That's pretty bad, too, but for different reasons.
It's silk, man. It's great. Oh, this is cool. Yeah. Go back to the valley, man! Yeah, see, this is where I would poo in my fucking wetsuit. There's no way. Yeah, I'd be like, okay, no problem. Yeah, I mean, I just wouldn't feel good having Busey as my backup at all. He definitely looks like somebody who would go and get tacos in the middle of right when you need them.
Yeah, this is pretty painful right here.
And I totally would clip somebody out there, too. I know I would be shitty enough at surfing.
It is amazing when you see these guys do it. It's like, how does this not happen all the time? Like, how can you really predict where you're going when you have to trust this enormous wave?
If the seas are not, like, just, you know, constant chaos and fighting, maybe we need to look to the surfer community for advice on how to live peaceably.
I don't think so.
If they can avoid constant conflict, how come we can't? Us landlubbers. Yeah, here you think Utah's going to get it right in the ribs. And that's it. Kind of gave him a warning. Yeah, go back to the valley.
Angela,
his day's over with.
So many things.
This is inconspicuous.
Patience, Hotshot. Patience. We'll be settled and clear it all. There'll be a group within the group. These guys are
like walkie-talkies were huge.
Think about how big cell phones were.
That's true. The Zach Morris cell phone, brick phone. Oh my god. My old lady still has hers. her emergency phone. It was like $17 a minute, so she could only, you know, just call her dad and be like, I'll be home in 10 minutes.
I wonder, would that even still work?
I'm sure the technology, it has to be outmoded, right? Here we go.
Now,
here we go.
Here's where you would fear even thinking of approaching. There we go.
Yeah, this is where, if you weren't a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, you became one after this line.
Although he's the least intimidating of all of them. So that guy right there, the one who goes, this guy, Warchild?
Yeah.
So this is the guy. He was a true professional surfer in the late 70s. His name is Vincent Klein. And I saw him in an interview. He's like a total, he's like your standard, like, peaceful surfer guy. Like, just catch a wave, have a good time. I would take Keanu out on a couple tubes. He was nothing like this. And the tattoos were all fake.
Oh, really? Oh, that's horrible. Now you're ruining it for me.
He was ripped back, eh? You figure, like, 10 years after your pro surf career,
dude,
you're still pretty ripped?
I know they're, like, made out of styrofoam, but still raking a surfboard? Fucking cool.
Yeah. Anthony just gets dispatched.
Dispatched? Get out of here, 5'7 guy. Sorry, Jones.
I don't know. I wonder how tall he is.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta respect Utah for hanging in here with these guys.
That's true.
He didn't even need Patrick Swayze's masterful shins to the stomach to save him. Just work in the body. That guy's Johnny, Mr. Love and Peace. You're kidding. He looks badass.
Doesn't he? Yeah, he was in some other action movie, too. Where he played like a bad guy. Like one of those, he was in some Van Damme movie.
Yeah, see, Keaton just gets it again. Get out of here, punk.
It was funny, you'd think, too, they would try to play him up a little bit, even if you didn't want to make him the main actor.
You would think his agent would have put it in the contract. You can't make my client look like a complete pussy.
I think it's so bitch-slapped. You look at, like, Patrick Swayze, he's fit right there, no doubt, but, like, he has a little boy paper chest, and then he takes out Warchild. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, he took him out with a shin to the nose, man.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, you don't need a big chest to do that.
Yeah, but you just, that's what I'm saying, like, visually, you look at the two people and you're like, oh, Bodie, you are fit, but I don't know if you're Warchild fit.
He's got a dancer's body. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, Jones.
He does have a dancer's body.
Swayze didn't buy it at all. He's just glad he didn't take a lock of his hair. Yeah, Swayze's walk right here, I think you got to go a tighter shot there. His gait is very strange.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's uncomfortable.
Have you ever walked around in a wetsuit?
No.
It is very restrictive.
Here's where you regale me with tales of your triathlon.
I'm just saying. I know some things. That has to be a satisfying walk at the end of the day. You've been surfing all day.
You've been fighting people at the showers.
Yeah, you think of that day. You were surfing in the sense working out, but loving what you're doing all day. You get out of the water. You have to have that like awesome feeling of fatigue.
Right.
Then you go out and you save a man that was being jumped by three people without so much as getting a scratch.
Totally.
And then you walk him to his car while giving him a pep talk.
Right. You tell him about the meaning of life.
That's a full day.
Yeah. Well, shit, that's not even half a day for Bodhisattva.
I mean, you think, and then now they're friends.
No,
how many
and he's,
times, like,
now he's like, this isn't even my full day. I am having a party tonight, by the way.
Yeah. Like, you're lucky when you're a grown man if you could make one friend a year. Like, handshake or friends.
Really? One a year?
You just made a friend.
Dude, I think I'm on the one a decade thing. That's my trajectory. And that's fine with me. Who needs friends?
That.
Who needs friends, Jones?
I think you should strive for more.
Really? One a year?
I think you can do like one a year.
No, that's not true. They say if you have five friends, that's a rich and robust life. So you're telling me in a decade I should have double that? Get out of here.
No, I'm saying that you can do that.
I'm not going up to that house under any circumstances.
Oh, I would never, ever someone parks on the lawn and eight people pour out.
Yeah, how is that legal?
Actually, people will definitely not fuck with you if you do that, because I remember one time I had at my place like this hillbilly party or something. And it's just kind of a jokey thing, like everybody come over and just like a bum or whatever. And Andy had that Sierra GT, that sport pickup truck, and I parked it on our front lawn. And I look back on that now. The police were never called. Nobody hassled us, nothing.
Everybody was afraid of you.
Yeah. I look back on that now and I think, I bet people were just like, oh, just was it like, oh, we've never seen this at this house before. Right. Let's just let it go. Right. One night and hope it's over.
They could turn on us like jackals.
Yeah.
And as you know, calling the police on someone could break bad. They come to your house. They finger you.
Yeah.
You explicitly tell them, do not come to my house. I don't want my neighbors to know I called. And they come. Like the two cops in Superbad. Yep. Total rubes.
No, the one time I went to... called in their services, it did not go over well.
Yeah, you're lucky
you
they didn't shoot you.
That girl.
Really? You remember a lot about this.
You always made a big deal about her, like, ooh, that little mix.
Oh, she's lithe. I just learned that word.
I think you used it properly.
Yeah. Not a tequila fan.
Whiskey. Neither am I, but have you ever had Don Julio, I think, is a tequila that I've had that actually I liked. But that's been it.
I think I would do it with her because it was part of the thing, right? I can't get to the lime until I do this nasty shit. This is great. No way! Wailea is bigger than Bell's.
I think it's Waimea.
Right, Waimea.
I loved it. It is great, though, what they built up for this guy. Like, here's Bodie, now surfer, ace criminal. Now he's just on the beach being massaged on his shoulders as he's, like, stringing guitar because he's going to play for people later on. Like,
right.
What can't he do?
Surrounded by football? His sycophants.
Just paddling out in the big surf. It's total commitment.
You can't just call time out.
I always thought that was a little too insulting of a line. Like, she didn't have to attack him sexually right there.
Mm-hmm.
Ridden?
Yeah.
He just took it, too.
Uh-huh. Then what would you say?
There's no coming back to that.
Well, no way Bell's is bigger than YMA, bro.
We'll be next year.
Have you ever seen Bell's?
You would think there would be a definitive answer to this. I don't understand how everyone can have their own truth here. You would think they would totally know. They're watching too much football and not enough surfing.
Well, I feel like, you know, they're talking about what is the biggest surf you've experienced, and then he throws Bell's out there, and they've experienced it like, no. But he's knowing that, no, Bell's Beach will be bigger. Now, have you ever seen Bell's Beach, Australia?
No, it's nothing like the last scene, right? Wasn't the last scene like Oregon?
It was like, yeah, in Oregon. And Bell's Beach, Australia is just this long strip. So I guess that's why the waves really build, because it's not like they're crashing up against walls and stuff.
It looks like St. Andrews Golf Course, just barren, like lunar.
That's got to suck, though, if you were watching this movie in Australia and you had been to Bell's Beach, and you're like, wow, a Hollywood movie, like the final shit's going to wrap up where we live. And then you see it, and you're like, that's not... It's just Oregon.
They're so jilted. At least they probably didn't even bring in a real Australian actor for that to play the, you know, the cops.
At the end, yeah.
They were like people imitating them.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
That's all right. All of our actors on TV are from Great Britain. It's bullshit. They can do the American accent so effortlessly.
Now, Lori Petty's pooper looked nice here.
Yeah, she just, again, here she at least looks like a woman.
Yeah, that's
excellent.
Hoping I'll buy into this bonsai bullshit.
But again, like, he got emasculated by Bodie first thing. He picks her up, he kisses her right in front of Johnny Utah. Like, if I'm Johnny Utah, I'm looking over my shoulder. Like, yeah, is she really going to be into me?
Bodie can smell it a mile away.
He's paid to fall in love with her.
He doesn't want... Yeah, what a gig, huh?
Yeah, a whore... doesn't have the luxury of trying to figure out if she's loved by her John or not. She just has to do her job. And that's what Johnny Utah's doing right now. Even though right there is a, this is a classic scene where you would think, yeah, this guy is fucking watching. I walk back to talk to my lady in this room, and then all of a sudden he just shows up. Yeah, he grabs some surfboards and brings his friends, and he's watching. And he's giving me a black surfboard. I'm supposed to go out in the black night.
Night mission.
He set me up. Oh, that looks awesome, though, doesn't it? Like if you were really a man.
Just suspend disbelief. Imagine you're a real man. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't burn up my battery there. I'm feeling like that's not going to really do much on the ocean for me.
Yeah, well, here's another thing I wouldn't do. Just stab a knife in the lighter fluid, let it pour everywhere. And
douse your arms, yeah. I mean, that's what did in Richard Pryor, isn't it? It was a beach fire gone awry.
Yeah, Rosie doesn't seem to care.
Dude, he's got this gift of blankness. That's what I would do with my Corona, too. It's horrible beer. Horrible.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I think maybe that the story of the human urine in it from the 80s got in my head. That was probably like corporate sabotage by like
See,
Miller.
See, I never heard of that.
Miller Lite.
I would still say it's really water. I don't know.
Yeah, the story was allegedly, if you're an attorney from Corona, allegedly traces of human urine were found in it. Although now I'm seeing like reports of like there's human DNA in like food, like hot dogs and stuff. So apparently there's shenanigans at every packing plant around the world.
Oh, I'm just gonna die.
Just feel what the wave is doing. Then accept its energy, get in sync, and charge with it.
Yeah, like that's a filter on that. That's in the daytime. It's bullshit. Catherine Bigelow, she's like, we can't film at night. It's not gonna work.
But look, how doesn't that look cool? Like, could you imagine just you and I just sitting on surfboards, just talking and just letting the waves take you?
I gotta be honest, that's where I would not do that, because that's how you get attacked by a shark.
Oh yeah, I guess, because they see the legs outside of what looks like some kind of orca body.
Yeah, I wouldn't. In fact, if I ever go surfing, I'm on the move the whole time.
Okay.
I'm keeping my little legs in the air, and if I'm not, I'm trying to pop up and I'm falling off.
I can't argue with that.
And then I think, like, it's dawn and dusk is when the sharks really are active, right?
I don't know.
That's when they're feeding. Yeah, he's holding his own, man. I get for like a week's worth of training from the 80-pounder.
Right.
He's really out there with Bodie hanging.
Yeah, he's getting down with what is arguably the greatest underground surfer of all time. And I love the way he just falls in.
He's like, I could ride this all day, but I won't.
Look at Rosie. Just
Rosie's still just like, ugh.
Spitting beer. I mean, really, what a fucking loser. At least these guys go out there and do something. Like, even if they're Bodie's hanger-ons, they're, like, at least surfing, staying active. He, like, lights a fire for them and waits for them to come back.
Right, and sticks his leg in it and spits out Corona. I just want to sit
out here for a minute. Fucking dummy.
But you need a Rosie. Every movie, every gang, every criminal organization, you need a Luca Brasi. He's the Luca Brasi of Swayze's Don Corleone.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You need, like, somebody who's got, like, a 70 IQ who will just do your bidding. You're my Luca Brasi, Jones.
I was going to say, that's the
way I got
you.
It. I got it. I won. Your IQ is way higher than 70.
You know what's funny, though, is I was going to say that, and I thought, say it now before he says it, and I'm like, no, it'll sound better if you take a long breath and say it. But as I was finishing the long breath, you started to say it, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah. See, you're just not smart enough, Jones.
Oh, yeah, you're smart. We won't talk about how the setup of this whole thing went.
Yeah, this is how I...
This is how you scored your lady?
Yeah, it was just like this. This is where I go and get a beer. Like the love scenes? Boo. I don't care about this. It's beer time, Jones. Hold on.
I don't know. Love scenes don't bother me that much. Although, now that you mention it.
Yeah, see, I didn't even miss the whole thing. It's bullshit.
No, you did.
See, they look just like seals.
You're right. You are right about that.
They're sitting ducks.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I was going to say, see, you need to have that scene to set up why he was late to his own bust, but you really could have just done with this and been like, oh, they spent the night on the beach naked.
I can infer what happened. They went skinny dipping, and then they were exhausted. Late for your own bust. What a loser.
That would seem like it would be cool, waking up on the beach, but then I don't know. I couldn't relax being on the beach. Like, you'd have to be a private beach, which then would almost lose all of its romance of sleeping on the beach. It's almost like you have to sleep on the beach, a public beach, to have it be like this kind of romantic, just out there kind of thing.
Oh.
But then I wouldn't trust it. Because you're going to have some derelict.
There's some homeless person nearby. Oh,
totally
nasty morning breath. They don't care. They don't care. Corona morning breath, the worst.
Yeah.
Now, Tecate morning breath.
Tecate's all right. What's the other one? Dos Equis is good.
Wow, you say it like legit. Dos Equis.
I know. Well, I it does kind of bother me when everyone calls it Dos Equis.
Yeah, we're dumb Americans. Who cares? I love how he's late for work and he can't peel himself off a lorry. Come on, man.
It's called a Porsche, not a Porsche.
Yeah, I'm a Porsche guy. I say Porsche.
I know. Well, you're wrong. Like, we make fun of Europeans for saying Adidas is Adidas, but the guy who founded the company's name was Adidasler.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow, fun fact. Look at these two. They hate him.
The man who founded Puma was Adi Dassler's brother. They became rivals.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's actually kind of sad.
I know. Isn't it amazing when you hear about that?
And they never reunited? They never rekindled their brothership?
I've never heard that they have. I don't know that they didn't. The story has always stopped for me that they had a difference of opinion and then the other one started Puma.
Oh, just to get back at him. I think I'm Team Puma, bro. I'm with I just am.
You wear Puma more?
Yes, if I have to choose between that and Adidas.
I split. I will wear Pumas as much as I'd wear Adidas, but I really prefer if I can get a good Asics.
Of course. Naturally. These guys are all in their FBI garb. Johnny Utah doesn't even fucking bother. Yaman.
Well, still got a chub. Remember what he was doing 16 minutes ago.
That's right. It's kind of sad to see Anthony Kiedis leave the movie in this way, though.
I know.
He got humiliated in this movie.
You could have done more with him. You shouldn't have made him a main guy, but it would have been cool if he had gotten the War Child part. No, and War Child was perfect, but what I'm saying is you're looking at...
Like, he's the mastermind of that little gang.
Yes. He's not Bodhi, but he's the mastermind. Here we go. Now, this probably wasn't too far off from many mornings that he had in his life.
Jesus. Just so embarrassing. Just so humiliating. Who's his agent?
Well, no, that wasn't embarrassing right there. He's freaking out. You kind of figure he's a drug addict, right? But... He goes out like a bitch here for sure.
What, you read Scar Tissue. Was he a heroin guy?
Yeah.
All right.
Big time.
Why does everyone do heroin? Like, that would be the last thing I would ever
Keeps
do.
Keeps you in shape?
I guess, but...
You get those abs?
Yeah, War Child with his hair down? Not scary at all.
Now, did this chick have a tattoo on her ass? I think she did. And if I remember correctly, she did, and you and I were like...
Why hand someone a gun when you can throw it to them?
Right. No, that's true. I want to see if this chick had a big ass tattoo. Because as I remember, you and I were like grossed out by that. Why would you have a body like that and do that? Now, 26 years later, total norm. Hot chicks do that all the time.
Yeah, and I'm still against it.
I'm with you, but
don't
I'm just
defile.
Saying.
You're working hard. Presumably, you're working hard for that body. You've genetically been gifted.
Yeah.
Why soil it?
Yeah, this is where he's just got told to shut the fuck up.
He's got like a Tommy gun.
As much acting as he did, he's never really gotten the great parts.
He's never really been in other things?
What?
What else has he been in?
Wasn't he in Back to the Future?
What?
Does he have an ass? No. Okay, then maybe it was another movie. I didn't see a tattoo.
It's a weird ass on top of it.
Well, it was a weird cut of the bottom. They did that in the 90s, where they went real high and tried to show the butt cheeks being long.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're so astute with your fashion.
No, wait,
eye.
See, does she, I'm, no, I need to know, man, first of all, do they not respect that lady? I mean, that door cracked open and that guy just almost blasted her. Then he gets blasted.
Oh my God, what kind of shower glass is that?
Yeah, if you're the naked woman in the shower and shooting goes down, she goes down and then she pops up to look again. Just stay in the fucking tub.
Yeah.
I love that the FBI agent, they never, that had to be a mistake.
Is this guy dead? Is Sizemore dead?
But he takes a header, I don't know. But he, I love when the FBI guy goes in for the tackle and he tacks, he takes a header right into the sink. You feel like that would have to be described. Now, is there, keep looking, does this woman have a weird tattoo? I'm just obsessed with this now.
Bunker. Bye, Bunker.
Maybe I have the wrong movie.
Yeah, in 1 minute, the bitch in the shower is going fucking, like, she's crying. And the next minute, she's beating up a dude. Come on.
I know, just stay down in the tub. It's your best bet.
Meanwhile, she's showering in bikini bottoms. What's that?
Oh, no. Oh.
He's got, like, the Keith Moon shorts on. I kind of like that. Oh, humiliating.
Now, did you know that his dad was Keith Moon's drug dealer? Is that why you said that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Maybe I did know that in another dimension. Holy cow.
Yep.
Tom Sizemore is not dead, by the way.
Okay, that's good to know.
I must be confusing him with Chris Penn.
This was always tough to watch for me.
Really?
His face almost goes into the blades of the lawnmower.
Yeah, it's, you start to think, like, this could really be the end of Johnny.
Oh, this is the worst. I can't watch it. Now,
this is where Catherine Bigelow's genius, like she insisted, we have to have it be harrowing.
Yeah. You don't just try to pick up a man by just grabbing onto the chin. Big mistake.
They teach you that day one in BJJ training.
Especially a dude that's built like Vincent Kiln. Or Kiln, whatever his name is. If Vincent, if you're watching this, I apologize for getting it wrong. Like, oh, this is the worst.
He's probably the size of Nicole Eggert now. He let himself go
after this. Oh, I saw him. I saw him. They did like a TMZ caught up with him. He kind of looks like...
Oh my God, just inches away. That's special effects magic right there.
No, ugh.
Speak into the microphone, squid brain.
How in the world? God, he's got to be thinking this is the end. This is really how I meet the end.
The other hand.
Ooh.
And then,
is War Child a black guy?
No. Oh, no, he was Hawaiian.
Oh, fabulous.
Well, he's from Hawaiian, so he's probably some Polynesian something.
Awesome.
No!
And then I like, don't touch it! No!
See? Even his last line is humiliating.
I know.
Just
I know.
Like, I gotta talk to him about this.
Well, you would think, like take Courtney Love. Like, she was in Sid and Nancy.
Just a little more to clean up.
And that was at least...
Dignified. She did a very dignified Nancy. Spungen.
No, she wasn't Nancy Spungen. She played Nancy Spungen's best friend.
Oh, really? All right.
But she didn't have, like, the don't touch it kind of line or role.
And Lord knows she was very dignified in The People versus Larry Flint.
Well, yeah.
She got, like, Oscar consideration for that, I want to say. That would have been a fucking travesty if Courtney Love would have gotten a statuette.
Go out and you kill Kurt Cobain, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. You believe it.
I know why I have to say allegedly, because when I don't, you are always like, allegedly, allegedly.
Yeah, I've been sued, Jones.
Then Tom Sizemore pulls down Keanu.
3 months. That doesn't seem like a long time for Deep Cover, honestly.
No.
want to know smart guy, okay?
I think that, like, there are dudes that go so deep and it's so long that they, like, get Stockholm Syndrome and start to identify with their perps.
Yeah. Well, hey, my one sister's friend who had that one little...
The narc?
Narc in high school. She was there for about a school year.
Jesus.
Can you imagine that? Oh, just hanging out. I'd kind of be. I don't know.
Shit.
In one way, I think it has to be. I'm thinking like a former high school student. Oh, that'd be kind of awesome because it doesn't matter to pay attention. But I guess you having to pay attention to so many other things is probably in its own way was exhausting.
Yeah, the paperwork every night. She had her own homework. She had to do her cop paperwork.
That's true.
Look at, he can't sleep. How does he look so good and he's not even sleeping? It's not fair.
Can't
milk,
sleep on my back.
Eggs,
I do the same
butter.
Way.
Though.
Can't sleep on my back. Are you still using the water
pillow? Yeah, dude. Yeah. And I can't, after 3 months, I can't tell if I have a discernible difference in my health and well-being. I kind of like when it moves, like when I can hear the water and they're squishing around, dude. Yeah, it reminds me of the 80s and the 70s, like water beds. I kind of like that sound. But I don't know. As $50 go, it's not a terrible investment.
No. Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where you gotta wonder again. Like, what you presume, okay, that's the second time they made love, and then Patrick's there.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up. This is also sort of a... somewhat of a Princess Leia kissing her brother moment. So they're gonna go out surfing.
Yeah.
And as Keanu's walking to the wave... he sees some male butt cheek, and then all of a sudden he's like, wait a minute, I know this. That's kind of weird. Like right here, like, wait a minute,
I've seen that ass
oh,
before.
Oh man, get out of here with your ass cheek. And then he goes, wait, oh look, that stops him. Isn't that weird? Oh, wait a minute, I've got work to do. I've seen that before.
Yeah,
I gotta go.
Oh my god, it's he Listen, knows now. That's amazing. That's amazing police work.
I gotta go.
ID'd by your ass.
Does it send Surfmaster?
Oh yeah. I'm on him all day, right? He goes here, he goes.
That's why you need a Rosie. Rosie wouldn't have made that mistake.
Doesn't
bro.
That seem weird? Like, so then he that's what he goes back to them for? Like, that's what he goes back to FBI headquarters for.
Right.
I saw this dude's ass cheeks.
I know that's... I ID'd our perps.
Yeah, I want to run bank records on him.
Then they go back to their beach house and they box up all this.
So what we need to do is go collect hair samples for them.
They load it in Bodie's truck and they take it to a public store.
Yeah, I mean, who dressed Busey in this? Like, I mean, they just needed to make him look like a buffoon, I guess.
I bet he, now what we know of him 26 years later, I bet he dressed himself. I bet that was part of what enticed him. Like, Gary, this is what we're going to pay you. Here's another perk. You don't have to go through wardrobe.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself. We want you to be who you are. And he probably thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, did he do, like, reality shows or some shit?
Yeah, he did.
Like a VH1.
I'm with Busey.
I'm with Busey?
Yeah.
Well, that I do not recall. I wanted to say he was on, like... The one with, like, Brigitte Nielsen and Flava Flav, who's now suing Public Enemy, by the way. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, Flava Flav is suing Public Enemy. What kind of a world are we living in?
That doesn't shock me. That always seemed... I never understood their pairing. Like, Chuck D... That was where Chuck D gave in. That's proof.
Right. He laughs at the comics. Come on, dude.
I know. Who? Although, you know what? I remember. I remember one time I was at a gym and I saw a guy on an exercise bike, laughing his balls off, going crazy, couldn't control himself. He was like on one of those recumbent exercise bikes.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? He was reading the comics. And it made me, it was like 15 years ago. And it made me feel like, I enjoyed watching him enjoy the comics so much.
Yeah, who likes fucking Hagar the Horrible that much? I mean, it was somewhat amusing.
This guy was going, he couldn't control himself. He was laughing that hard.
But you gotta see this love is. It's amazing.
I know.
Far Side, I could see laughing out loud, a chortle, a guffaw at the Far Side. But that's it. That's the only comic of all time.
Yeah, but you don't get a little giggle when Garfield dupes Odie?
Yet again, and then washes it down with some lasagna? No, I don't. Yeah. Dondi? No, I never once laughed at Dondi.
What was Garfield's owner's name?
Oh. Now you're going deep. No idea. I love it. You guys had one fucking job, and you can't even watch the door of the bank.
I know, really.
Yeah, like who wrote that line?
Gonna eat the ass end out of a dead rhino?
Yeah, like that's disturbing. What a great car though, dude.
You like that?
Yes. Is that a Lincoln Town car? Fucking great car.
That awesome. You like the town car over Keanu Reeves' Mustang?
I do. I like Lincoln Town cars.
Steal a Chevelle later in the movie. I would think you're more of a Chevelle guy.
No. I like classy giant cars like a 1976 Cadillac Eldorado.
Well, that's different than like a town car.
Well, just huge and like just like luxury ride.
It just had the big. It was. Had all that rock back and forth when you're steering it. It found a way to oversteer and understeer at the same time. I mean, come on.
Yeah, see, this is where his Stockholm Syndrome comes into play, where he's going to be like, I can't kill Patrick Swayze. It's Bodhisattva. Can't kill him.
Same thing happens in Fast and the Furious.
So this is just Fast. I never saw any of the Fast and Furious. Sorry, don't hate me.
If you saw the first one, you would see Point Break totally just in cars.
And that's why you like it? Like, there's not a part of you that's like, no, this is bullshit. They ripped off Point Break.
They did, but the cars clean it up. And then it's like so over the top now and dopey that I'm never going to give it up. Like, if you're asking me, okay, pick them. Which one is truly better? It's a no contest. It's Point Break versus any of the Fast and Furious.
But is this derivative
of
something?
Fast and the Furious? Yes.
Is this derivative from some movie from the 60s that we're not aware of?
Could be, but I don't think so. I've never heard that.
That theory postulated?
Yeah, and I mean, I've seen a bunch of movies from the 60s and 70s. I mean, this doesn't really look like Bullet and all that. Plus, really, there wasn't that many. So this came out in 1990. It was probably written in the late 80s, right? They didn't really start doing the anti-hero stuff until the 70s. Like, really, through the 40s, 50s, and 60s, it was still always, like, black hat, white hat shit. So, you know, like, this, like, was this, does he take a Chevelle? It looks like it's a Chevelle or a Malibu. You don't like that? Over the Lincoln Town Car?
Yeah, I gotta go Lincoln Town Car, dude. I'm just classy like that. Oh my god. Yeah, no, back off. I mean, why are you not running? This is fucking cool. Oh, except the Lincoln Town Car.
You realize you could get a town car now for like $500.
Well, right, and then the gas bill would be $500 a week.
I don't know.
Yeah, my neighbor had a white Lincoln Town Car when I was growing up. That just was fucking cool.
It's funny, I know you don't really have a taste in cars, but when we do talk about cars, we're very opposite.
You just don't understand me. It's fine. Again, these bullet retardant glass fixtures. The shower, now the back window. Like, I don't understand it.
What do you mean?
They made things better back then. The chick in the shower, the glass gets shot, but she doesn't. It's unbelievable.
Oh.
We just have to go back to the good old days before China made everything for us.
Wouldn't you just take off the mask now?
Yeah, how do you run in that Ronald Reagan mask?
You can't breathe, you can't really see. You know,
the latex is overwhelming you.
The guy knows you. So what are you hiding from?
We'll fix that in post.
No, who cares? I always felt bad for the pit bull right here.
Yeah, you're not volunteering at the pit bull shelter anymore. What happened?
I know.
Did you get bit?
No. I volunteered there, but they never call me.
Oh, you got to wait for them to call. Yeah, that was one of those places you just show up and play with pit bulls if you want.
Not down in the city.
Oh, you need to be called.
Yeah.
Dude, I bet there's no shortage of people who want to play with pit bulls.
There isn't. In the city, it's hard to get in. They never called me. I thought the pit bull tossing was sooner, but here it comes.
Yeah, I mean, just really amazing cinematography. Catherine was on fleek today. This was all one take, Joan. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
All one take, even the lock of the door. This guy doesn't fucking skip a beat.
There's no way you could just go chair.
Yeah, you could. Again, sometimes glass breaks from a chair, but a bullet.
You need to throw the pit bull.
And he catches it. Oh, and then he kicks it. I forgot about that.
Come on.
You can't kick a pit bull.
Well, you can, but you shouldn't. And this always weirded me out, too. When he falls and stuff.
This is how my knee's gonna go, bro. It's gonna be something stupid like this.
I think what... you're chasing down a bank robber?
It's gonna be a ravine that does my knee in.
Right, and what are you gonna be doing out of a ravine? I love that this guy's, like, chasing down a career criminal, and you're like, this is how I'm gonna go out, too.
No, but it's gonna be something like... It's not gonna be, like, a contact injury.
Yeah.
It's gonna be just something non-contact... Just turning a weird way, and then the ACL just goes.
And you just put that in the universe. Oh.
Yeah, you got. The movie should fucking end here. This should be the end of it.
I kind of see what you're saying. Yeah. Now, there's still awesome shit that happens after it. But just in general, it's not a mistake that they went forward, but it is one of those things where it's kind of. That would be a good. Unending ending.
I like that you're drawing a line between him and Darth Vader. He kind of looked at him and his eyes went like zzzz,
yeah.
And he like told him, do not shoot me. I am Bodhisattva. The ace bandages, those things got me through countless basketball games.
God, you were a sad kid.
I know, as a teenager, I'd have to wrap my legs up. They called me Bill Demby.
Bill Demby legs.
Yeah. Bill Demby lost his legs in Vietnam. There was like some like fucking Commonwealth Edison commercial or something.
No, it's maybe it was.
It's like this black guy putting on his legs to play basketball, so then my kids in the neighborhood
like
started calling me Bill Demby.
What
was it? They'd be like, oh, we gotta wait for Bill Demby to put his fucking ace bandages on.
Funny.
You let him go. Utah, you got soft.
Let's see. Bill Demby. DuPont.
Yeah, DuPont. Yes. Good job, Jones.
Hey, you did much better than me. I initially thought it was... when you said Bill Demby, I'm like, oh, yeah, the Reebok commercial.
Yeah, she's not buying this at all.
Yeah, but this is where we get to the really good stuff. Perhaps the best part of the movie. I guess that's why you can't end it in the ravine.
They do really well with like just giving him like short spurts of lines.
Yeah.
You give
that's
him any
it's
long...
It's Matrix.
Yeah.
Whoa. About to
tell me right. Something. Like, that's why the beginning is so notable with that Vietnam story. Because it's like he's talking for like 30 seconds uninterrupted. You can't do that to Keanu.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that he's incredibly rich, though.
Yeah.
He's got to just, and that just makes, it's got to make him feel really good. Look, I did the right thing. I was nice to people. I was generous. I'm not good at this shit, but somehow I'm worth $250 million.
He shot a scene in Willow Springs, my hometown, and for the movie he did with Sandra Bullock called The Lake House. And people in Willow said he was super nice. Sandra Bullock, not cool. Stayed in her trailer.
Really?
They said Keanu Reeves was really nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Sandra Bullock.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
This is the best. You act like nothing happened.
Don't tell me to relax, Bodhi. He's a fucking federal agent.
Relax, Nathaniel. I'll
deal with that. Yeah,
don't tell
looks...
me to relax, Bodie. He's a fucking federal agent. Should have shot him. I'll deal with that fucking cop.
All right, enough. No,
I know this whole
not.
Scene. The stakes of the
game. Fuck the stakes, Bodie. I mean, the only person this is a game to is you, man. This is real.
Fuck the stakes, Bodie. I mean, the only person this is a game to is you, man. This is real.
Stop.
I know the whole scene.
Run, you die. Come on, think about it.
Yeah, I don't like that he's scared. And Bodie doesn't either. Bodie's pissed off at that. Yeah, Rosie ain't either. He ain't having any of it.
That kills the human spirit.
Here we go.
We stand for something. To those dead souls inching along the freeway.
This is where Bodie separates himself as one of the greatest characters of all time. Still
alive. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you trust me?
Because this, truly, that think of I can't think of any other line in a movie where I can still, 26 years later, reflect on it and think about my own life.
Right.
And go really? Like,
yeah, he summarized what we should all be aspiring to.
Really? Think of is there a better line in the history of film? People will come up with, the Rosebud, or they'll come up with something.
Citizen Kane? Really?
They'll come up with something.
Who's even
stupid,
seen that?
Or they'll come up with something from, like, Schindler's List or something. But, like, really, that line about inching along the freeway in your middle coffin, not living the life you're supposed to live.
I think about that every day on The Stevenson.
How does that line not resonate with everybody? It resonates with everybody. Even the people who run the companies who are forcing people
you
to
inch
come
along,
in,
yeah.
They even have to think like, even though I'm forcing them to me, I'm forcing the inching along, I'm still part of this big system, this machine.
Right. Even they feel like someone's controlling them.
Tyler, wait!
Yeah, the wardrobe had a tough time keeping the shirt on Lori there.
I know.
Double-sided tape, I think. Gaffer tape.
Now, here's the funny thing, though. Here is the fucked up thing. You just realize that you know... For certain, your cover's been blown. First of all, you are a Rose Bowl winning quarterback.
Number 9.
FBI cover has now been blown to a bunch of murderous
ragtag
surfing criminals. And what do you do after your cover's now been blown without question? You go back and make love to one of the old guy's girlfriends. Like, isn't it just done? Get the hell out of Dodge. Why would you stay in a place where you know they know you are?
You're just stuck. You're stuck. What do you do? He didn't know what to do.
Yeah, you get in your Mustang and then you drive for Phoenix.
And you just keep on driving. No, he's got to make the bus, Jones. Hurt knee and all. Got to grab that star. There you go. Nothing to see here, Bodie. Even though we both know about each other.
Burner.
I mean, come on. I don't understand this part.
I know, that was weird.
Look at those weights, by the way. Like, come on. Like, what are you doing with those? You didn't get Johnny Utah body by lifting those.
Yeah, well, maybe he's staying at her place.
Good call.
And she just got up and left.
After shooting his pillow.
Her own pillow. Maybe she was like, fuck, now I gotta go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's right.
And replace those pillows.
Definitely not a $50 water pillow.
No. Shit would have been everywhere. 100% pure adrenaline.
Other guys snort for it. Yeah, I'm just not, again, I'm another thing I'm afraid of in this movie. It's amazing I love it so much. Maybe because I can live vicariously through real men.
I think you like it.
Another thing I would definitely not do, skydiving with surfers.
Did you ever want to skydive?
No.
I still would want to surf. And then one time in my life, I wanted to skydive. And then I do think you just get to an age where that fear or common sense. Like I did the bungee jumping and sky coaster.
Yeah, I don't understand why you wouldn't skydive.
It just, I waited too long.
Oh, you should do it. You know what, I have a friend who does it.
No, I waited too long and then all of a sudden, the thing that makes you afraid of doing it, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then there was that place that... was out in the northwest suburbs that was doing all the skydiving stuff. And then they kept, like, dropping people. And I was like, what the hell is
that? Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I forget the name of it, but they were, like, advertising all the time. If I
Skydive Chicago or something?
Something
allegedly.
Like that. If I told you the name, you'd be like, oh, my God, that's right.
I don't even know if that's a real place. Don't sue me. I don't even know if it's real. Just guessing. I have a buddy who does it, and he, like, challenged me. He's like, all right. He even said, I'll pay. You're going with me. And I had to be like, no, I'm not, actually. That's thank you, though. Generous of you. But that's the thing I don't understand. Like, when you have a wife and four kids, you're like, nah, diminishing returns.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a wife and four kids, why aren't you going?
I just think a fear kicks in.
Hmm.
Because when I look, I was a teenager when this movie came out. So you see the romance of these scenes where they're falling through the sky.
Totally.
But, and like I said, I did the bungee jumping. I did the sky coaster. I was building up to that. And then for whatever reason, I didn't do it. Maybe couldn't find other people that wanted to do it. And then was eventually just like,
They must have dropped them from like 70,000 feet. It goes on for so long. Like, I'm assuming that, like, if you fall from 10,000 feet, like, it's like a minute, and then you're pulling the chute.
Yeah, they dropped him out of that little Red Bull canister that guy...
Right.
...fell to the atmosphere. Fell through the,
I didn't even watch that.
Van Allen belt.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Fake. Fake news.
What? Did he jump?
Yeah, it's all fake news.
Yeah, I could see that.
The guy with the flippers on the that would be that. If I'm doing it, I'm doing with the flippers and going into the water.
Yeah, I don't know though. You have all that material then? You'd have to be a real skilled guy and know how to get that pack off you. And the guy with the flippers, I always remember his name. His actor's name is, or his real life name is Bo Jesse Christopher.
What? Three names? If you're afraid of people with two names, two first names,
no, it's,
three
no,
names,
it's two
forget
names.
It.
His first name is Bo Jesse.
Oh, Bo Jesse. It's like too close to Bojangles.
That's why I know. That's why it sticks in my head. Bo Jesse.
Bo Jesse.
Right.
Mr. Bo Jesse. That's amazing that you remember that. You could win a lot of bar money on stuff like that.
I would do all right on Point Break, like that scene that I was starting to say. Like, I do know every word to it.
We're making up for it after forgetting the movie Platoon and John C. McGinley.
Oh, right. You know what, though? I was starting to work my way towards Platoon, but then all of a sudden, once I got another look at him, I was like, he was in Wall Street because he said Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's a way better remembrance because Platoon was just so depressing.
Yeah. No, well,
sad. It's just sad. Burning the Gook Village, they did. It's horrible. Horrible, the things
Wall
they
Street.
Did. Wall Street's so much better.
Wall Street's in the top 20 or top 25, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, totally. Without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, so, like, I would love to have been in the planning session where they're like, okay, we've got surfing, we have car chases, foot chases, we're throwing a pit bull. We need one more thing, though. Skydiving, but not even just one skydiving scene, two, and the second time without a chute. Like, they literally could do whatever they wanted. They were just manipulating us. To have that sort of freedom, where you could just put whatever on the screen and it works, and we lap it up.
That's what was great about the 90s.
Us metal coffin inchers lapping it up. Anything was possible in the 90s. Not like now, Jones.
See, I mean, can you imagine what they have just been through in the last 24 to 36 hours? And now this.
Yeah, what a life.
They're high-fiving each other, skydiving.
Refusing to pull the chute.
We're going to have some fun with it! Yeah!
Taking adrenaline junkieism to new heights. Pardon the pun. Yeah, they're like 400 feet up. I don't even think you can talk. I don't even think you can hear anything at that speed, right?
I don't know. I don't know, because once you fall, You just terminal velocity, isn't it like 62 miles an hour?
Oh, see, now we're just getting into the weeds. Look at it, he pulls it at like 15 feet and somehow survives.
Although they say if you pull it at the right time, because there's that instant moment where you kind of stop.
You stop immediately? I don't think so.
Stop immediately, yeah. That you can time it. My dad broke his back parachuting.
Unbelievable.
The
really?
Guy collided into him and his chute collapsed.
Oh my God, what happened to the other guy? You should have seen the other guy.
I don't know. I never really asked about him, but my dad was, and this is like the 50s, and my dad...
Parachuting was still so new. They hadn't perfected it.
My dad was in like a full back cast.
Oh my God, it must have been horrible.
And it was like in the summertime in Kentucky, and he got so sick of it, he paid a guy to cut it off of him.
He wasn't even done like convalescing?
No. He's like, I'm out of here. And he cut it off of him. And he was fine. Never went back into the VA healthcare system until he went into a VA home. And then they inspected him. And they're like, you haven't been in quite some time. The last time he was in was like in the 50s.
Holy cow, Eisenhower.
When he cut the thing off.
Dude, you can just like get a cast cut off of you and then walk out of the hospital. Like, it sounds like madness.
Yeah.
Badass.
50s, man.
Your old man was a badass guy. What's this? He must have loved telling that story. Like, that's got to make you feel like such
a
fucking badass.
He didn't really tell it much.
Jesus.
There's a lot of crazy stuff that my dad never really talked about. I would eventually hear it.
Right. Fishing bodies out of the water at Normandy, right?
He doesn't talk about that?
Not anymore.
Well, didn't talk about it.
Oh, my God. This just rips Johnny's heart out.
Yeah, it does.
Seeing that boy all tied up.
Here's the thing. This is... supposed to be like all ghoulish. This is like nothing now to what they would like. This is sinister back in 1991. This is nothing,
right? I mean, we had a few Lebanese hostages whacked back then, but we hadn't seen, you know, Nick Berg beheaded and stuff.
Saying, like, just even in movies.
Well, I mean, there was like gore though, Hellraiser and Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'm talking about, I'm keeping this genre.
Using veins as a puppet, you know, strings and stuff. Like, there was some pretty raunchy shit back then.
I know, but that's horror. I'm actually just looking to compare it to
the
other action.
Right. Think it through! She'll be fine. Rosie won't do anything as long as I meet him at a certain place in time. 6 hours. You gotta let him go, or else Rosie, with the gift of blankness, will whack the little boy.
Sorry, I can't do it, bro. They're on the road.
No cell phones. They haven't been invented yet. Can't do it.
I think they've been invented, Mike.
But they were like, you know, too expensive. $17 a minute. Can't use it. Rosie's way too prudent for that.
This is great right here. He even kind of goes right back into it.
Yeah. Winning him back over. Like, I love you, man.
That was the brilliance of this movie. It just grabbed you by the heartstrings and never let you go.
We shared time.
I know, that was a great line. We shared time together.
Sounds like they were like in the
woman.
Joint. Yeah. Oh, he's gonna gut her like a pig. We shared time to Rosie, my capo, is going to gut her like a pig. There's nothing I can do to stop it.
That's how sinister he is. Oh, that's what I love about you. There's another reason why this would be better than Fast Break.
Fast and Furious. Fast Break. You're even calling it Fast Break. It's not a basketball movie. It's the melding of cars and surfing. It's called Fast Break.
Right, yeah. I just sounded like my dad right there. Like, you going there? What concert are you going to? Smashing Pumpkins, Squirrel Puppets? What is it?
Dude, I heard a George Foreman interview this week where he's talking about the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight. He kept calling him McConnor. He kept calling him McConnor during the first half of the interview. McConnor was doing really good. He really was kissing his ass. He was effusive in his praise of McConnor, if you must know.
Too bad. He didn't do bad for what it was supposed to be.
And, you know, just hearing George, like, you know, again, gotta be kind of addled and punch drunk, but still, like, seems like such a happy fucking guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He may be the most successful boxer of all time. Like, he never went broke. He had a successful post-boxing career. Seems happy and, you know, calls people McConner, but who cares?
He seems like he had a good relationship with his family.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think that's an interesting call.
Named all his kids George. I mean, that's fucking Valhalla for a father.
Yeah, I think you might be right. He's the most successful life boxer of all time.
An FBI agent. No IRS bills, no rape rap.
No.
Agent. Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
I know. But okay, so this is before I did my fast break gaffe.
Yeah. We'll fix that in post.
The reason that I do think this is unquestionably better than Fast and the Furious is in an effort of churning out sequels and all that shit, they eventually brought back what was the Vincent Toretto character, which is the Bodie character. Mm-hmm. Vincent Toretto in Fast and the Furious, that's the Bodie character in Point Break. And then he becomes friends with the cop. This just, the story just ends. Like, there's just that sinister, like, he's working, you know, he's working the cop, he's working the FBI agent's mindset over.
Right.
And then the story just comes to an end. It's not that, like, you know, the anti-hero.
I mean, I can't believe they resisted the urge of making a second one where, like, he gets out of the joint and wants revenge on Johnny Utah and they go round and round for a second round. I can't believe they didn't reprise this. How? How did they resist the dough? The dough must have been... And maybe the Matrix had happened and Keanu was like, eh. That's already great. Why would Picasso go back and touch something up? Why would I want to make something, a masterpiece like that, any better?
Well, when did The Matrix come out? Was that 98? On the
floor, asshole. Something like that. 96, 97, 98, something.
Let's see. Because this is 91. So, yeah, there would have still been time where they would have been able to be like, hey, man, we can still...
I think if they knew that Swayze was going to die at 56 or whatever, they might have been like, let's do that.
Wait, Patrick Swayze died when?
Well, if they would have known that he was going to die, you know, young, they probably thought they had forever to do the second one.
Yeah, no, but Swayze died just a couple of years ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but he died young. He wasn't like 70.
Yeah, but you're not going to go back to the storyline now. The time would have been to go back to it in 93, 94. And The Matrix hadn't happened until 99, so it is amazing they didn't shit the bed and try to do Point Break 2. Electric.
That's what I was thinking.
That's weird. Because that's a really.
You can't say two jars, Jaws 2, Electric Boogaloo. It works for everything.
That does. Did you ever see Break Into Electric Boogaloo?
Of course.
Yeah, see that.
Almost as good as Beat Street.
Yeah. Well, Beat Street was really more underground. Beat Street was probably the better film, although as a kid, I think I liked Breaking.
That got me into breakdancing. I was, again, no fast twitch muscle fibers, even as a child. I just couldn't get it done.
Something like that's one day, like 30 years later, anybody that can really breakdance, 30, 35 years later, you still totally respect that. Like, if anyone goes, yeah, I can do the jitterbug, like, who cares?
But a head spin? Like, come on.
But if you're a great breakdancer, and I mean, even if you're a 12-year-old or 14 or 15-year-old kid, and you're a great 1985-style breakdancer,
right?
People are still like, oh, that's pretty awesome.
Hey, bank guard, cover me.
I'm a cop.
Yeah, no, I'm the bank guard here, dude. Like, no. My jowls would be shaken, too. No.
You would be. Don't. This would be you. Oh, God.
Fine. Reluctantly. I'll cover you. Fine. This mook has it coming. There's just no reason to put people in harm's way like this.
True.
Let them take the money.
I was about to give them points on bravery, but you're right.
The FDIC insurance will take care of it.
You're right.
It's like when people, like, try to thwart a carjacker. It's like, come on, man. You die over a car? So stupid. Oh, oh. I got shot in the arm. This guy, the worst. He's like just no form, turning the gun like he's a gangbanger. Somehow picks off Jimmy Carter.
I think it was Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Lyndon got it too. But nobody kills Ronald Reagan.
I think that was LBJ.
Nobody kills Reagan. Reagan is going to trickle down some fucking bullets on your ass.
In fact, Reagan is the only one who will kill Reagan.
Oh my God. Center mass. You're right.
Nobody fucking move!
I've always heard that it hurts worse to get hit, to get shot with a bulletproof vest on than to actually get shot.
Right.
And that does not make sense to me.
Because the bullet goes through you.
See, now there's Bo Jesse Christopher.
Oh, my God.
That's Bo Jesse. And I believe Bo Jesse Christopher was also in the remake Matrix.
Oh, really?
They did a couple of years ago. Not Matrix, Point Break. You know, they redid Point Break.
Yeah, I tried to put it out of my mind.
But they did, yeah. They did, and I think he was in that as well. But not as, I don't think he was the character. He just was like, just
what's
a cameo.
The with you? Is that what you want?
I should probably look
you
that up.
What you wanted?
Yeah, please do.
I could get sued.
Yeah, you know, allegedly he was in the remake.
Right.
Yeah, now just the craziness of the character comes out. Now he's like straight up evil Darth Vader, you're right.
And this is what we paid for.
That's right. This guy's still recovering from his bulletproof vest injuries. Ooh.
Now, why wouldn't he shoot him there? I guess maybe because he's an FBI agent, that makes even more of a problem. Because I'm like, you've already killed someone.
Yeah, McGinley's pissed off. This guy's never happy.
Bo Jesse Christopher in 2015 plays an FBI deputy director. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, these guys love putting the cuffs on extra tight on Utah.
Your partner's an accessory to murder. You understand that, Pappas? Utah, there are three dead people. One of them's a police officer. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, what a week Utah's having.
How's that sit in your stomach?
Yeah, he is.
The most legendary week of all time. Oh, my God.
I mean, look at the day that he's had. And just hours ago, he got laid. Think about that.
By a little boy, though.
Well, no. This
almost doesn't count.
Well, I don't know. Laura Petty was pretty on it on this movie. I thought she was cute. She had a nice pooper. I'm not a boob man, so that's fine.
You guys are the same size. You guys have a lot in common, actually.
We do. I think I've aged better.
Now I want to see what she looks like.
Look her up.
Yeah, that's not... See, that's not nice, though.
I'm just... That's...
It's hard to keep your boyish good looks when you're a Hollywood starlet. Like... Yeah, yeah. How does he get away with this? How does he get away with knocking out his superior? Unbelievable. And that's how John C. McGinley leaves the movie. Very Anthony Kiedis-esque.
Yeah, but that's his life.
Santa Monica Airport fast. But we got one minor problem.
What?
We can't arrest them.
Here's the key.
What?
Stat. I have preconditions. Rosie'll gutter like a pig. Meanwhile, the surfers think they're home free. Little do they know.
I actually just was looking up. So I just went to look up Lori Petty real quick. I'll send you the link. And then, but the title is, lest anyone think I'm just being a jerk. Lori Petty's long frustrating journey from sex symbol to crazy lady.
Oh, no. She went crazy?
They say, though, I guess she's on Orange is the New Black. I don't watch that show, but... I'm going to send you the link.
Good guess.
I'm unarmed because I can only put a gun in my waistband.
I know, yeah.
I guess he never saw Die Hard. You can duct tape it to your shoulder blades.
Where's Roach?
Bodie's like I Like, I haven't heard that old gag before.
Right.
Roach. That's a good name.
Look, Bodie, man. People are dead. The ride is over.
Oh, no, no. I say...
Yeah, it just can't feel good to have a six-shooter when you're in one of those situations.
Oh, hell no.
They'll mail you wherever you land. There's a new thing called radar. Maybe you've heard of it. What is your... Nathaniel, get in there.
Yeah, right. Not the way we skim radar. Hey, whoa.
I know you, man.
Look at him. He just took a dump.
Yeah, he looks pretty fresh, too, coming out. Like, he looks showered. This guy right here is just coming
his
up.
His hair
on him,
is
like,
well coiffed, very silky.
Yeah, like, yeah, things didn't go. Like, he looks kind of like he had a bad day at the office still. Bodie looks like.
Right.
He might be a little.
He's got, like, the hair of, like, a Sunset Strip whore, though. That doesn't help. It never looks good.
Have you ever seen the clip on YouTube where some guy, and I don't know why people do this shit, but it is mesmerizing, where he just, where Keanu Reeves goes, I walk away! And he just has that clip play over and over and over and over
no,
again.
No,
like,
for 10 hours.
I walk away! I walk away! Like, who thinks to do that?
There's people with too much time on their hands.
And then I think to sit there and watch it.
Like, we're recording watching Point Break. Too much time on our hands.
We should start doing this more.
But it's the definitive. This is the definitive companion for Point Break. Sorry.
It's true.
It had to be
we
done.
We should do this regularly. We go to a Red Box. We agree to watch a movie or
we
watch
don't,
a movie.
In fact,
we
don't even know what we're renting. We do it blindfolded.
But don't. Well, we have to both do it since we watch it at the same time.
Red Box roulette.
Okay, well, one of us goes Redbox roulette and then calls the other guy and goes, hey,
go rent
stop
it.
By, go to Redbox and go get Steel Magnolias.
I would love to. I would love to do that. No.
Mystic Pizza.
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Three films I've never seen any of.
It has an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wanted Roach to make it, but... I mean, it's not a heart shot, dude. It's like his shoulder.
Right, yeah.
They don't even try to stuff napkins in it.
I know.
Look at, he's still feisty. One minute he's needing help from Sunset Strip hair. The next minute, yelling at the pilot. Yeah. One minute you're in a hurry, the next minute you want the cop on the plane. Like, just craziness.
Yeah, but that's what works. That's the magic. You have a shotgun?
I do. A Remington.
I don't know what that means, but...
Sounds good. Right? Doesn't it sound
actually,
impressive?
No, it sounds like a lady's razor, but it could be an incredible one.
Yes, if a lady's razor could hold four shells.
I know, but the funny thing is, as soon as you go, I have a Remington, I did honestly think like that. Sounds like a real bitch gun.
No.
It could be an amazing gun. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it sounds fucking badass. Yeah. Like a cowboy uses a Remington.
I don't know.
To me.
Like some, I think like a lady who goes to her tennis pro twice a week for lessons.
Oh, come on,
but
man.
I don't know what I'm talking about. That's the point I'm making. Like, if anyone out there is listening and they have an arsenal of Remington guns, I don't know anything about guns.
Yeah. Allegedly, they sound like a fruitcake would use it.
I'm just saying.
Okay, and then I have a Savage rifle, and like the rifle's cheap compared to the shotgun.
It's called a Savage.
But it sounds cool. Savage Arms. It sounds fucking cool. Like, wow, you could kill a lot of people with a Savage arm. But I would rather have the Remington.
Again, I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's just heavier. Like if you pick up a guitar, you know, like a Fender Strat, American made, it's heavy. You know it's solid. That's how the Remington feels.
Okay, fair enough.
You know it's not going to let you down. Yeah, now Roach ain't looking like he's long for the world. I don't even think you put a fucking parachute on him, right? You don't even bother with that.
I don't know, maybe you're an optimist. Do you think he can somehow survive falling to the earth, pull the chute?
I would take the ones out of my sack and stuff that bullet hole full of ones. Yeah, now here's the pessimistic Keanu Reeves. Look at that. He's just scared. Starting to feel cold. A dead man. Yeah, this really takes the glamour out of bleeding to death, this scene right here.
Yeah, I did always have a more romantic notion of bleeding to death until this.
Tell him to release Tyler.
Air Force One. Awesome.
they did the full shot, man.
What if your shoot fails? Cancel the order.
Yeah, I thought you shared time with her, man. No, Swayze ain't having any of it, man. He turned. This is where he turned straight up evil Vader.
Yes. It's almost kind of the reverse of the Star Wars trilogy. At the end, there's still good in Vader. In the beginning, there's still good in Patrick Swayze.
Like, seeing his brother die, that was the end of it.
That is gone. That would always be a haunting line to hear from a man who's bleeding to death.
Yeah.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first. Can't believe there was no witty comeback from Keanu there. Ah, there he goes. There he goes. Cool as a cucumber, leaves a 357 Magnum, and out he goes. God, Swayze was the best.
He was.
If only he could have put those cancer sticks down.
Well, it's tough.
It ain't that tough.
This is... Well,
like, just, he can't... He can't live in a world where Swayze gets away and where he... Because he knows that he's not going to let Lori Petty go. By the way, I did just a second ago look at Lori Petty in Orange is the New Black, and holy shit. Is she a lesbian?
I don't think that she is, because I kind of have recalled thinking that myself and looked that up. I don't think that she is, but she kind of looks it, but...
Oh, boy, does she ever.
Yeah, but, I mean, isn't it funny? Like, so different. So different. Keanu Reeves, not that different.
But she looked like a boy in 1991, and she looks like a fucking gross man in Orange is the New Black.
David Mamet.
Allegedly.
Why? What's he gonna do? Sue us for saying?
Yes, that he looks like a fucking lesbian. Yeah. So here he is. Somehow he fucking navigates his way through the air like a bullet, grabs onto him, and still Swayze's cool as a cucumber. You would think he'd fall to pieces here and be like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah. No, it's impressive.
No,
it's impressive. There's no question. But here's the thing, like, so you can catch, I guess, Mythbusters. Did they do a test? Someone did a test where you could do that and catch someone.
Yeah.
If you, like, got real tight like that.
Yeah.
But has anyone ever done a test that could you hold on to someone?
No way.
But has anyone ever tested?
Did you see the old lady who was, like, falling out of her parachute? And then they pulled the ripcord, and, like, her ass, like, it was just, like, her knees and her arms were in the sling. And, like, you expected her to fall through, but she somehow survived. Oh. Yeah, she was, like, 75.
Oh, man. That's brutal.
So here he goes, his knee goes Lamar Houston again.
And much like Lamar Houston, down to his kind of own fault, really.
But just hate seeing repeated knee injuries.
I know, it is kind of... And you don't really... The funny thing is you don't really see them in this, but you still are like...
We all can relate to the person with, you know, Fabergé egg knees.
I do love that even in this scene, like, they really went for it. This Catherine Bigelow, she was onto something. Even when in the end, when they crash and they were laying together, like, they're still buddies.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I mean? Like, there's still that, like, the two of them are like, you're wild, man. You're crazy.
It is kind of dusty, homoerotic. Yes. It is kind of Brokeback Mountain-y.
Well, I don't know. It's Brokeback Mountain-y. There, you know, in 91, we didn't really have that term of bromance.
Yeah.
Which I don't think bromance isn't gay. It's just a bromance. They had a bromance. Which is strange. Like, this is genuinely, if you could sum up this movie in one word, it's bromance.
It is. It is. And I don't even know, do women even like this movie? I don't think so. I think it's just dudes, and it's like dudes who are buddies like Point Break together. It's a bromance movie.
True. Yes, I think you're 100% right. Now, I don't think women hate it in the way that if they saw...
But they should like it, theoretically, with Swayze and, you know, John C. McGinley, hot. You know, there's a lot of eye candy in this movie. But they don't.
If they could have worked Clint Howard in, that would have helped.
If they could have worked in Patrick's ugly brother, I always felt bad for him. Like, Patrick's no great shakes, but his brother somehow is even impossibly uglier.
Yeah. There we go.
She's in like a slinky nighty. She hadn't decided to go all the way into the lesbian lifestyle yet.
Yeah, but we haven't confirmed that yet. You're always about the confirmation shit.
In the show notes, in the video description, we will link to the picture of Lori Petty, and you can decide for yourself. That's not method acting. That's her just being herself.
I would guess that she is a lesbian. Yes. But that's not to say.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, Jones.
No, but you're just trying to figure something out.
We actually have a lot in common with lesbians. Poor dressers. I am, at least. There
we
go.
You've got good sunglasses.
After all of that, the two men standing, Bodhi Zafa and Rosie. But then Bodhi's even going to make sure that only he's the last man standing.
Diabolical.
Poor Rosie's going to end up on the wrong side of a knife in Tijuana. Or Baja, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And you knew that that's how Rosie had to go out. A Rosie doesn't fucking go out like in a traffic accident.
I think it's weird that his name's Rosie. Although I never looked into the character's name. Maybe it's like...
Rosenberg.
Edward Rosenberg.
Yeah. Yeah. His dad wanted him to go to dentistry school.
Right, yeah.
It just didn't work out. Yeah.
Yeah. Now here we go to Bells Beach, Australia, a.k.a. Portland.
Medford, Oregon. Oh, that's inland. Yeah, I would be pissed off if I was Australian. Oh, you like this thing? It does look kind of Australian. It looks foreign.
It does look foreign. What do you mean it doesn't look Australian?
I said it does kind of look Australian.
Oh, I
like,
think it doesn't. I'm like, that is foreign.
You see a fucking a spare tire on the hood? It looks
that.
Like a safari vehicle.
Like
it would definitely stand out. You know those things have a butterfly valve. They have a carburetor. No fuel injection. Easy to fix.
Oh, I'd love that. I still love a good jean jacket, too.
You do. Like, Keanu was still
really wear them
clutching
much.
On to the 80s, and I still had a mullet when this movie came out. For like 5 more years after this movie came out.
Yeah. Although, jean jackets kind of came back in the late 90s.
Fuck, they talk so weird in Oregon. Denim came back? Get up.
Yeah. With a vengeance. Now, you look at it, and you when you see these scenes, you're like, oh my God. Of course that would be the best surf. It's wild out there. And then when you see an actual clip of Bells Beach, Australia, you're like, oh.
Look at Bodhi. How fucking cool does he look in his poncho? Just waiting for the right 100-foot wave. Like these 80-foot waves, child's play. He doesn't even get out of fucking bed for the 80-foot waves.
Although when the Reagan mask hits the water, your heart rate's got to spike a little bit, right?
Even Bodhi Zafa's like, oh, this fucking guy again?
Not now.
This was supposed to be the greatest day of my life. Oh, here it goes. Yeah.
But I knew you wouldn't miss a 50-year storm, Bodhi.
He brought a fist to a knife fight. Not advisable. Dude, Bodhi's still like, meh. Not bothered.
He is handling it well, but I just have to believe that his heart rate spiked a little bit the second that Ronald Reagan mask hit the lawn.
Yeah, the razor blades touched and went,
Yeah.
Now I gotta kill a man before I go surfing. Not good karma.
Right, yes, yeah.
Life sure has a sick sense of humor, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I really like Keanu's hair. Wow.
I gotta say, Keanu, outside of The Matrix, the only role that he really was believable in was as the boyfriend in Parenthood.
He was awesome in that. I always remember. So I went to that. I went to Parenthood. He was Todd, right?
With yeah, totally.
I went to that movie. It was me and Bartek. And my mom dropped us off at the mall. And we had to take Eileen in.
You guys were 22. Embarrassing.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, when did Parenthood came out? Like, we were like 13 or whatever.
What a really lame movie for 14-year-old boys to go and see.
It was funny, though. We laughed our asses off.
It's humorous, but you had to bring your little sister, and that was a drag, right?
So, yeah, we brought my little sister into it. And do you remember the scene?
Look at, he goes, like, sinks in the rear naked choke, but he doesn't lock in the hooks.
That's, I know. And
you would think he'd be better.
Back, he had an opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
But, do you remember the scene in the movie in Parenthood when Steve Martin comes out and he has a vibrator?
Yeah, yeah.
And my sister in the theater asks, everyone in the theater starts dying laughing. And my sister asks, what's that? And I didn't know what to say. And then Andy thought just real quick, he was like, it's an electric candle. And that just appeased him. He's like, oh, this is kind of funny.
Yeah,
that's
why it's laughing. Weird.
Yeah.
So
if we were 14, she was like 10.
Oh my God. What kind of a mom sends her 10-year-old to see Parenthood?
It was probably PG. That was probably one of like...
Still though. I mean, Cool. Cool was struggling with his biracialness and his father issues. Like, there was a lot of heavy themes in that movie.
You go quietly.
I don't know. Was it that heavy?
That's a movie, right? With Jason Robards, right?
You know, there's no way I can handle a cage, man.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And then Jason Robards takes Cool under his wing.
Yeah.
No, I can't handle the cell, man.
I love that, by the way. Can't handle the cage, man. I love the way I do genuinely love the way he says that line.
Yeah, that's what he used to say to his old lady when she'd try to get him to quit smoking. He'd be like, I can't handle the cage you're putting me in.
Well, he was a crazy dude. Like, remember years before his death, he crashed a plane and he was suspected of being drunk?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah.
What? That's real good. He looked really shitty at the end, man. It was really hard to see him do, like, the Diane Sawyer shit at the end or whatever.
Yeah.
He was so gaunt and, like, he'd talk a good game, but you could just see he was already dead.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was brutal.
That pancreatic cancer, it takes you fast, Jones.
It does.
Like, I think it's like 95% of people die within 5 years. Most die within like 2.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Pancreatic cancer sucks.
I'm not going to argue with you.
If for no other reason than it took Swayze.
Your voice kind of quivered there.
I get a little emotional. I mean, come on. Like, what a bro moment this is.
I know. And this is really, I can't think of now, there are like really crazy movie aficionados that would go, oh, it's just like blah, 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 1975. But I can't, this has got to be the first and best bro ending in a movie, right? I can't think of where the bad guy is led away by the good guy. Like after some bad shit really happened, like people die.
People, you lied, people died.
Exactly. And he still lets him go.
He sentenced him to death, but a death that was honorable for him. Vaya con Dios.
It's great, though. He delivered that all right.
Yeah. You let him go!
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you guys were so fucking slow coming down the stairs. Look, and I just love how, granted, it's a 100-foot wave, but, like, he doesn't even he just falls right away, man. Yeah, like, you want to see him, like, ride it a little bit, right?
Yeah, I feel like they just didn't get the shot they wanted, but they had to use it. Because it is kind of weird. Wouldn't you want something better?
Yeah, like, I want a shark coming up behind him. Like, I want it serious.
Well, no, I mean, it's okay if, like, the tube closes out on him. Like, this here, it looks like he's up. It looks like he's up.
This is it. And he's, like, got a huge boner right now.
Then they go to a cut where he just is falling off of it. I wish they would have. And then it looks like he's kind of up again.
Right.
You can't.
Yeah, looks, Bigelow shit the bed here, no question.
Yeah, it just wasn't as clean as I would have wanted on this last shot, but you still, the intent was still there.
Yeah, like at waves like that, you go down for like 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want some underwater shots. It's like they ran out of budget here.
Yeah. Well, you had to pay for Rat to close out the show, so that's going to cost you some dollars. Mm.
There, I like how he's like, I'm walking away from the FBI.
You know what, too? That was kind of like, that end scene right there is kind of the 90s goodbye to the 80s, right? So it's a 91 movie, but you know it was like written and like largely put together probably in like 88, 89. Maybe they shot it in 90. Comes out in 91. They close out with Rat. At a time when it was all like Pearl Jam, Nirvana.
Totally. Like, good call.
So it's kind of, but it was still cool and it worked. But like that was the last, Point Break was the last element of anything 80s that would have worked in the 90s. And then it was over. As soon as that's symbolic. As soon as he throws that badge away, the 80s is over.
Yeah, it's time for us to move on. It's all over with. All of the excess of the 80s had finally, a bow had been put on it.
We're done.
Yeah, it was right in the middle of the last stages of Read My Lips, No New Taxes, I'm Not a Wimp. And then it was fucking, and then the good times were here again with Clinton.
Absolutely. Well, this was good, dude. We should do this more often.
Oh, you think we should do this more often? I don't know, man. I don't know if we're ready to do that.
Why? There's got to be another... I tell you what we should do. The next time we do this, we should watch Fast and the Furious.
I thought you were going to say Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Now that, I could be down for. Fast and the Furious,
too,
I don't know.
Singing.
I've never seen it.
I know, but that might be good because you have a pretty solid Point Break background. I am an aficionado of both films. And I could talk you through it. It might be good. In fact, it might be good to get a really strong Point Break fan to see Fast and the Furious for the first time.
Mm.
And see things in a way that maybe I don't quite remember.
Oh, right. You were dating my wife when you saw that movie.
You don't need to talk about
it. You were probably
that.
Trying to do the yawn in on her.
Not now, not ever. But I did do the stop short when we left the parking lot.
What's the stop short? What does that mean?
You know, when you're driving and then all of a sudden you have to hit the brakes and you put the arm out to protect.
Are you
the other
fucking
person.
Guy? I will fucking kill you where you sit. Mm. You did the stop short on my old lady?
I didn't say I did. I said I might have.
Oh, come on! I will ask her.
It was 16 years ago. I don't remember.
18 to 20 years ago.
I
was already married. You did that to a married woman? You fucking guy. Unbelievable. Did you grab her boob?
Well, I don't recall.
I'll have to ask her if she grabbed your if she felt your hand around her boob.
Yeah.
I never knew that was a thing.
The stop short? They even have it in Seinfeld.
That's fucking ridiculous. Because it's like the physics have, you know, physics professors have proven that you can't even hold on to like even something you're holding in an accident.
Right, yeah.
You can't stop it with your little hand. It's an instinct to grab my wife's breast.
Anybody's breast.
So it's got to be Fast and the Furious. Let's move on from my wife's boob and let's move on to this. Fast and the Furious? I could go for Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I gotta be honest.
I know, but I think that might make... We either do Fast and the Furious next, or we don't do it at all, because this is the perfect time to do it coming off of the heels of Point Break.
we'll leave it up to our patrons at www.patreon.com/JonesandMike. Weigh in. What movie companion do you want next? Everything's about the two-screen experience now, Jones.
Right.
What movie should get the two-screen experience treatment next, Jones? Thank you for spending your time with me, Jones. This was... I don't know if this was the best time I've had watching Point Break, but it's one of them.
It's not the worst.
It's not the worst. I'm sure there were worse. I don't know that there's a bad time watching Point Break, bro.
Right, no, I'm with you.
As far as this was a great bromance movie, dude.
Indeed.